Christos Anesti, today we greet you in the love of the risen Christ. We greet you with the light of the resurrection that casts out all darkness, the light of the resurrection that brings light and life and salvation to those who are in darkness, who sit in darkness, to the world that is in darkness. The light of Christ crushes that reality of evil, destroys death, and grants life to those in the tombs and to all of us. Today, we celebrate a festive feast of St. George the Trophy Bearer, and his Apolitikion reads, as the one renowned for setting captives and freeing and defending those in poverty, the physician of the sick, and the champion of emperors, great and victorious martyr George, intercede with Christ our God, beseeching him to save our souls. And today's Kondakion of Pascha, though you went down into the tomb, O immortal one, yet you brought down the dominion of Hades, and you rose as victor, O Christ our God, and you called out, rejoice, to the myrrh-bearing women, and gave peace to your apostles, O Lord, who to the fallen you have granted mercy and resurrection. Today, there are two Gospels prescribed. The one which we would normally have read from the Gospel of John, that's assigned to the feast of St. George the Trophy Bearer. But today, being the Thursday after Easter, the reading which supersedes is of the day, which is the Thursday of Bright Week, the Thursday after Easter. But as a final thought for your day, as you proceed with your day in the light of the resurrection, I will return to the gospel which would have been prescribed had it not been Bright Week. It's from the 15th chapter of John. The Lord said to his disciples, "This command I give to you, to love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word which I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all this they will do to you on account of me, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It is to fulfill the word which is written in the law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Counselor comes, whom I shall send you from the Father, even the Spirit of the truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me, and you will also witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all this to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering service to God." I bring this gospel to our attention this morning for two reasons. Number one, the commandment to love one another. Greater love has no one, Scripture says, than to lay down his life for his brother. The greatest commandment is that the Lord gave us, that you should love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And the second, he said, is to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the theme of which I wanted to leave you today with. And the second theme is that in life, when people persecute you, when people give you a hard time and mock you and make fun of you because of your faith in Christ, stand strong. They did it to Christ, even unto death on that cross, which is now empty. They laid him in the tomb, which is now empty, because of the glory of the Lord's resurrection. The cross and the tomb not only remain empty, but signal for us life eternal in the face of all difficulty. May the Lord bless you and keep you. To all who celebrate their name day today, to the Georges and to the Georgias, to everybody who celebrates today's feast, we wish you Chronia sas pola, kala kevlogibena. Please join us on Sunday morning as we celebrate the Sunday of Doubting Thomas with the Othros at 8:30 and the Divine Liturgy at 10 o'clock. God bless you. Christos Anestis.